Your North Iowa news continues on KCHA. A man wanted on federal charges was apprehended last weekend in northeast Iowa. The Fayette County Sheriff's Office says they were requested to assist Olwine police with a warrant check in the 500 block of 2nd Street Southeast in Olwine just after 7:30 Saturday night. A male subject with a federal warrant from the U.S. Marshal's Office was believed to be at the residence. Upon arrival, deputies and officers made contact with residents and observed the wanted subject, 35-year-old Matthew Schoenick of Westgate, attempting to flee the building. He was subsequently caught by authorities and placed under arrest. Schoenick was being held in the Fayette County Jail while awaiting extradition by the U.S. Marshal's Office. No details on the federal charges against Schoenick were released. Trial for a Cedar Falls man facing a half dozen charges following a pursuit with law enforcement last fall that began in downtown New Hampton has been delayed by almost 2 months. On the night of October 11, 2024, a New Hampton police officer attempted a traffic stop on Main Street of a motorcycle allegedly operated by 43-year-old Kurt Wyden. However, Wyden refused to pull over and a pursuit began, with Wyden traveling south on Lynn Avenue before heading on to gravel roads. Chief Conrad Rosendahl said Wyden re-entered New Hampton on Highway 63 south of town before finally stopping for law enforcement on Highway 63 north of New Hampton. Wyden has been charged with felony eluding and driving while license suspended. He was also cited for various traffic violations, including speeding and reckless driving. Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office assisted with the pursuit and apprehension of Wyden, who has pleaded not guilty and at one point was scheduled for trial on Wednesday in Chickasaw County District Court. However, a continuance was granted, with the trial now reset for April 23rd. A Charles City man arrested for trespassing twice in 6 days in December and who accomplished the same feat in January has been arrested again for trespassing. The latest arrest of 23-year-old Jeremiah McCubbin by Charles City Police occurred Wednesday morning, with McCubbin wanted on a Floyd County warrant accusing him of trespassing at Quick Star on Gilbert Street on February 13th. According to the criminal complaint, McCubbin went inside the convenience store and asked a cashier to use a lighter, but the cashier knew McCubbin was not allowed to be on the premises and asked him to leave. McCubbin refused to leave immediately, but finally did after the cashier notified him the police would be called. When CCPD took McCubbin into custody this week, he was also allegedly found with a meth pipe with burnt ash and white residue and was charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. On January 5th, McCubbin had to be physically removed from a residence in the 900 block of 13th Street and was charged with trespassing and interference with official acts. 6 days later, he was arrested for trespassing at the same Quick Star, which followed his arrest for trespassing at that store twice in 6 days in December. The coveted Golden Ladle Award is at stake for the 27th annual Great Chili Cook-Off today in Charles City. Main Street Charles City invites you to warm your tummy and your community spirit and help pick the winner of this year's Battle of the Service Clubs competition, which features a collection of local celebrity chefs representing various nonprofit organizations. Mike McCarty with the Charles City Community Fund says their guy will be ready.
We have a gentleman on our team, Zoltan Zorzi, that is pretty good at cooking chili, so he stepped up to the plate for us and decided that we should throw our chili ladle in the pot, or however you want to say that.
Other local celebrity chili cooks assembled include Victoria Mead from Kaya Transition Home for Women, Chuck Meyer from Charles City Lions Club, Ann Troji from Charles City Rotary, Kip Hauser from the Charles City Community Center, Sally Vowell from the Charles City Elks Lodge, Jennifer Lance for Foster Grandparents, and Mike Tomey for Charles City Knights of Columbus. The public is invited to sample all 8 chilies, vote for their favorite, and enjoy dessert prepared by the Family and Consumer Sciences classes and FCCLA students at Charles City Middle and High Schools. Beverages will also be provided. Tickets are $10 per person and available at the door, with serving and voting going till 1 o'clock this afternoon at the Columbus Club in Charles City. The Waucoma Fire Department will host a pancake breakfast fundraiser this Sunday from 9 a.m. to noon at the Waucoma Event Center.
We'll be serving pancakes, sausage, applesauce, eggs, orange juice, pretty much everything to get some full bellies. Adults will be $9, kids 12 and under, $5, and then kids 5 and under would be free of charge.
That's the fire department's Craig Friedman, who says proceeds from the event will go towards a new firehouse.
In the past year, we've been working hard on funding the construction of a new fire station right across the street from the event center. Everybody will be able to kind of see the future site of where that is going to be put up at.
Friedman adds that donations for the fire station construction are also welcome if you cannot attend Sunday's breakfast. Those donating $500 or more will be recognized on a banner in the new building. Tomorrow night on 95.9 KCHA, it's Iowa State men's basketball hosting Arizona. Pregame coverage at 7, tip-off at 8. Sunday evening on Fab Oldies, 1580 AM and 103.3 FM KCHA. You and I men's basketball at Bradley. Pregame coverage at 5:30, tip-off at 6. I'm Mark Pitts reporting at your North Iowa News on KCHA, also available online at kchanews.com.